Invasion of bone is the most common cause of pain in both adults and children with cancer. The mechanism of bone pain from metastatic tumor involvement is poorly understood. Growth of metastatic tumor in bone is associated with two processes, active bone destruction and new bone formation. Bone pain seems to be related to the process of rapid bone resorption through osteolytic activity plus bone replacement by the activity of osteoblasts. The pain mechanism is nociceptive. It is dull, aching, throbbing in nature. Metastases to the skull base is most common in patients with nasopharyngeal tumors, but may occur with any tumor that metastasizes to bone. Pain is often the earliest complaint preceding neurological signs by several weeks. Documentation by plain X-ray is difficult. CT or MRI is usually necessary to document disease. Once the neurological signs have developed, they are usually irreversible. Pain is usually described as a constant throbbing headache or earache deep in the head. Jugular foramen syndrome's most common early presenting symptom is occipital pain referred to the vertex of the head and ipsilateral shoulder and arm pain exacerbated by head movement. Presence of neurological signs are associated with lesions of the 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th cranial nerves. Horner's syndrome is seen because of the proximity of the cervical sympathetic chain to the jugular foramen. Vertex headache exacerbated by neck flexion is the most common pain presentation for clivus metastasis. Unilateral cranial nerve dysfunction progressing to bilateral involvement can be seen. Sphenoid sinus metastases presents with severe bifrontal headache radiating to both temples and intermittent retroorbital pain. Diplopia is a result of cranial nerve involvement as the tumor invades the cavernous sinus. Odontoid fractures are usually seen secondary to destruction of the atlas. Severe neck pain and neck stiffness without signs of spinal cord compression occur. Pain radiates from the occipital area of the skull to the vertex and is exacerbated by neck movement. Spinal cord compression may occur and cause neurological signs. CT scanning confirms the diagnosis. Early diagnosis prevents irreversible neurological loss that may result in quadriplegia or paraplegia.